Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Wait a second. Paul Peck is not here. He's still in Florida. Sunny Florida, by the way. It's snowing and cold here, but Paul's basking in the sunlight down there in Florida. This is a special edition of Insider for sure. I'm Boone Ensor, Associate Athletic Director for Communications and Broadcasting. Poor Paul Peck. So I get to host today, and my first guest is, of course, my boss, so why would I not have my boss on first? That's UB Athletic Director Mark Allnutt, who's just about to celebrate his second anniversary as Athletic Director at Buffalo on March 2nd. Welcome, Mark.
No, hey, Boone, thanks for having me. You know what, don't feel bad for Paul. Don't feel bad for him at all. I mean, like you mentioned, he's down in sunny Florida, and it was deliberate. I mean, well, he wasn't
exactly.
no mechanical issue or anything
come
like
on.
That. I mean, I saw his flight arrangements, and it was scheduled to come back tomorrow, not today. So what he's telling you is not true. So, Paul, if you're listening, you know what, we'll get you when you come back here to Buffalo, buddy.
I said, how about a nice dinner in Cleveland, right? We're getting close to Cleveland.
Yeah, we're getting close
to
Cleveland.
He can
do that.
He can buy us dinner, right?
He can do that. I mean, we can find the nicest steakhouse out there
exactly.
for him to take us to. So
exactly.
That'd be great.
Hey, Mark, so 2 years coming up on March 21st. Just talk to me a little bit about your role here at UB and how you've kind of really taken control and got into the community.
Well, I can't believe it's been, 2 years since I was, in the Buffalo room down in 10 Cape and for that press announcement, seeing so many new faces at the time and unfamiliar faces and how they've turned it to be, great supporters of our program, great allies on campus, and also in the community. So it's been a whirlwind. And I remember right after that press conference being whisked over through the academic spine.
Yeah, you remember who walked you there?
Yeah, I got all the terminology down now through the academic spine
exactly.
To do the send-off of women's basketball. So when I reflect back on, that time and shortly getting here full-time in April, having the opportunity to sit down with our staff, at the time, obviously the majority of the folks are still here, and really hear from them about, their vision, their thoughts of the athletic department, be able to mold something collectively together and be able to move forward. So we've had, some successes, in the classroom, some successes out in the community, successes, our various sports. But, as we move forward in the 2021 year, which actually coincides with the 175th anniversary of UB, we'll be able to see, what our next steps might be. What I mean by that is we're going to, release a facilities master plan that is, kind of in line with Boldly Buffalo. It is bold.
Sure.
It's something that's going to completely transform, our athletics program and touch every program that we have here at UB. We're going to look at our strategic plan and really focus on, goals that are out there, some aspirational, some that we should maintain, throughout how we operate, and obviously how we provide that first class collegiate experience for our student athletes, and then last but not least is looking at the Hall of Fame too. I mean, we have a great history at UB, relatively short history from a Division I standpoint, but there's been some phenomenal student athletes and coaches and staff members that have walked through those doors and get back on track to honor some of those people that have given us so much from a pride standpoint, from a transition standpoint, whatever you want to call it, that those folks need to be recognized. So it's it's not a small undertaking, but, you know, something that I'm excited after being here for, again, close to 2 years to be able to know more about, you know, our culture, know more about our team, and then be able to really put forth, you know, these ideas and plans.
And you talk about history. A couple of years ago, we celebrated the 100th season of college basketball at UP. I know our shop, communication shop, is super excited to start that Hall of Fame back up. You know, what does it mean to you to bring some of those folks back in to the fold that maybe have been away from the school, and how are they going to react to what they see?
Well, I think, and you've experienced this in terms of, you know, some of the reunions that we've had the past, you know, 2 years that I've been here. Now look at that that Team 1A, you know, for example, from a football standpoint, you know, the group of men who, you know, from a student-athlete standpoint, coach standpoint, that were tasked with, you know, making that transition to Division One, and, you know, when we had those group of folks in, you know, and their families, and being able to see, wow, you know, the changes that have occurred here, you know, the changes for the better. You know, how many times did we hear, man, if we had that back in the day, you know what, we might have done this
exactly.
or that. But
yeah.
So to your question, you know, to be able to reach out to some of those folks, and some might be very close to the program, others might not be, but for them to be able to come back and to be recognized, you know, in front of their peers, in front of their family, and really, you know, give them thanks in terms of what they did for UB, you know, it's special. It means a lot, and it's definitely a history that needs to be preserved and also needs to be recognized in what I believe in a consistent basis.
And it also gives us an opportunity to share those stories that maybe people didn't know about.
Yeah.
A 1930s basketball team that went undefeated season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should be one of our teams that we look at to bring in a whole team.
Sure.
Back in the day. Hey, we're nearing the end of basketball season now. The men are in action tomorrow night at Toledo. You can see it on CBS Sports Network. You can hear it on ESPN 1520. The women are home on Saturday versus Ball State, 2 o'clock, Alumni Arena. 3 weeks to go. The calendar is getting close to March Madness. Talk to me about how much you look forward to this time of year.
I really do, because, I mean, it's a special – I mean, the sport of basketball, unlike football, you know, it's all about March, and it's the build-up to March. And, you know, how we look at, you know, this season, both for the men and women, is different from the last couple seasons. But for me – there's still the opportunity to put your best brand of basketball together and have an opportunity to make it to Cleveland and then be able to have some success in Cleveland and be able to participate in the tournament. What a phenomenal experience for our student athletes. What a phenomenal experience for our fans. And I know both Jim Weitzel and Felicia Legette Jack, you know, they're working hard to be able to, you know, represent, you know, this university and this community in the utmost fashion. And when I say that is how they compete, how they play. You know, obviously everyone's looking at the wins, but let's continue to position ourselves to be able to have some success at the end. Again, different teams, different student athletes, but still, you know what, both programs, they're fun to watch. You can easily rally behind them. And I'm looking forward to what this last month is going to bring from a basketball standpoint.
This is UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Boone Enser, and sitting here with Mark Allnut, Athletic Director. Mark, probably the most important question I'll ask you of the day is, tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, you know what? My wife and I celebrated our 15th anniversary about a week and a half ago. So tomorrow will be a surpriser. It was something simple, easy, which I'm excited to be able to share that with her. So that's something that I'll tell people out there. Don't forget, it is Valentine's. Please take care of that special somebody that's out there, whether it's surprise, plan, or whatever the case is. But, you know, Valentine's is always a special occasion at our household, but also, too, for our kids. You know, my wife has a tradition where she gives them a little Valentine's basket in the morning, which they like, and I try not to steal too much candy when that occurs.
Thanks. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for joining me tonight, and go Bulls. Hey, John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications at UB, is next. We'll switch it up. We'll talk some football when UB Basketball Insider returns.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, where great food and good times are a family tradition. I'm now lucky enough to have 18-and-a-half year UB veteran John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director of Communications at UB, joining me now to talk a little bit about football. So, John, I know the weather's not really looking like football, but that's why we have a giant field house now,
right?
To have the
team
practice.
It's beautiful to me.
So just give me some thoughts on last season, the bowl win, how the season went. Talk to me about last season, how we can build on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, last year there were a lot of question marks coming into the season because of all the players we had lost. You know, Tyree Jackson, Anthony Johnson, KJ Osborne, all these, like, all-MAC players, record-breaking players that the program had lost. And I think a lot of people really didn't give the Bulls much of a chance last year because there were a lot of, you know, guys that, you know, players that they weren't familiar with, and they didn't know who was going to step up. But boy, did they step up, right? I mean, and I think the team kind of used that as motivation the entire year, kind of like, you know, why not us attitude, and they really played well. You know, got off to a stumbly start, but it took them a while to find their footing. They were 2-2, then they were 2-4, but then they caught fire towards the end of the year.
We had injuries
and kind of went through two different quarterbacks. We had a quarterback playing punter. It was a kind of a crazy few weeks. But then they figured it out, and obviously, you know, they finished the season off great. Finished the regular season 7-5, and then earned their way to a bowl game.
Talk a little bit about that. Bullwhip. How big is that for the program?
It's huge because, obviously, you know, the Bulls had been to three other bowl games prior. They went to the bowl game in 2008, 2013, and then last year as well. But they'd never won one. And it's always a great accomplishment to get to a bowl game. But I think until you win one, I don't think people take you as seriously. So I think it was really important to get that win. And I think our guys knew that. And I think they went into that bowl game in a different mind frame, because if you look at last year, they were coming off, you know, kind of a heartbreaking loss in the MAC championship game. So
I remember.
Yes, I don't know if they
remember
were
that
necessarily all there. And
yep.
Even in 2013, you know, they had a chance to go to the MAC championship game and lost. So there were a lot of negative kind of attitudes going into the bowl game. This, they were coming off, you know, two wins in a row, had won, I think, six of their last seven games, you know, really playing well. And they were all in on winning this game. And they were locked in, and they were like, we want to win this. They, you know, they had interested how important it was. They went down there and they were all on the same page.
It was a business trip
in at the Atlantis in the Bahamas, you know. So
that was a rough location.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, any other team, there were a lot of distractions down there because obviously, you know, you're staying at a resort with a pool and a lot of distractions could happen. But these guys were focused, and obviously they had fun. I had a great time. They were able to take advantage of all the amenities that that great resort had. But they wanted to win that game, and I give them so much credit because they did it, you know. And Coach had said that. Coach Leipold said the whole time, he's like, you know, there's only so many firsts, and you have a chance to be the first team to win a bowl game. People will remember that. You know, people don't remember, you know, they're not going to remember every team that went to a bowl game, but they'll remember the first team to win a bowl game, and that's what the Bulls did. And it was just, it capped off a really impressive season a season that had started with maybe not low expectations, but lower expectations than the season before. And I think it just is a testament to what Coach Leipold and the staff has done. I mean, if you look at the last 3 years, this team has won 23 games. I think only Ohio and the Mid-American Conference has won more games over a three-year span. The Bulls have won these last three years. So, and, you know, next year, almost everybody's coming back. So hopefully that trajectory can keep going higher.
This is UB Basketball Insider presented by Santoro's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Boone Enser here with Associate Assistant Athletic Director.
I've been promoted.
John Fuller. Yes. So last season, defense finished with 43 sacks.
Yep.
Price Wright, one of our partners, does a sack.
Yeah, they had a promotion.
Donation.
Right. So this is the second year we worked with Price Wright, where for every sack that the Bulls have, Price Wright will donate a sack of food to New Beginnings Food Pantry, which is a local non-for-profit organization that provides meals and food to needy families in the area. And on Tuesday, we had the opportunity to load the trucks up and give the food to New Beginnings through Price Right. It's really great. You know, last year, I believe we had 28 sacks. This year we had 43 sacks. I think Coach Anatolo, our defensive ends coach, told the people at New Beginnings that he said guaranteed 50 sacks next
nice.
Year.
Nice.
So
we'll see how that goes.
But it's kind of neat because I think our guys, they use that as motivation a little bit.
Sure,
they do
sure.
talk. I didn't know how much they talked about, but the coaching staff said they do talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and they think about, you know, just think about just, you know, how much it means when you get a sack and things like that. So it was really it was a really good cause, and it's just another way that our athletic department and specifically our football team gets involved in the community.
It's a great thing. John, you got time to stick around for one more segment?
Anything you need, Boone.
Okay, perfect. Hey, much more to come here with John Fuller. We'll go inside the football schedule. We'll talk a little spring ball when we come back. Hey, Saturday, come out to Alumni Arena, 2:00. The women take on Ball State. 877-UB-THERE, or UBBulls.com. This is UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Bulls fans, this is Andy Santer for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Boone Enser, Associate Athletic Director for Communications here at UB, filling in for Voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, who I checking his flight here. Looks like he just got out of Charlotte, so I don't think he's going to make the show. I think we'll just keep moving forward here, John. I'm here with Assistant Athletic Director John Fuller. John, we're 204 days from the opening kickoff versus Kansas State. Next Sunday is the start of spring football.
Yep.
We're talking a little football because of spring ball. Talk about spring ball. Talk about what you're looking forward to.
Well, I'm excited to see the guys back on the field, and it's crazy to think the spring ball is here already. The season, literally, I mean, we played a bowl game December 20th. So it's 2 months, and spring ball is here. Now, fortunately, we're able to move the spring dates up a little bit because we have our own facility, indoor facility now to practice in, thanks to the Murchie family and all the other donors that made that possible. You know, in years past, we would use the Bills indoor facility. We were kind of at the mercy of their schedule, so we're practicing, you know, sometimes at 10 o'clock at night. We're taking weeks off. We were all over the map. So now to be able to have, you know, a facility on campus, a practice, that gives us the ability to move practices up a little bit. And we're back on the field February 23rd, which is really exciting. I mean, what am I looking forward to? I mean, I'm just excited to see, you know, one of the nice things about this team is, especially on the offensive side of the ball, you know, except for a couple starting offensive linemen, everybody else is back on this team starting wise. Every single, I think all but one person that had a catch and one player that had carried the ball is back on this team from last year.
Gotcha.
Both starting quarterbacks from last year, you know, are back. So everybody on this team is back offensively on an offense that, you know, rushed for over 3,000 yards, school record, you know, was just an offensive juggernaut, especially a year. And then on the defensive side of the ball, again, we have 7 starters returning. We already talked about the sack total. We had 43 sacks, which is a school record last year. 28 of those sacks are coming back. We had a rush defense that was 4th in the nation last year, only gave up 94 yards per game. Almost that entire defense is back. And another thing that I like, too, is
one of the advantages of playing in a bowl game is you get all those extra practices. So we have been practicing
all December long.
So you had the season started in, or you know, camp started in August, and you're practicing all the way to the end of December. You get 2 months off, and now you're getting practice again. So there has not been a lot of time off. So it's a lot, you know, it's been a lot of extra practice, and a lot of work, extra work for these guys, which they think is only going to help this team.
Hey, talk a little bit about opening up on Labor Day weekend, Saturday at Kansas State.
Yeah, so, you know, the non-conference schedule, we don't have a full schedule yet. We know pretty much who our opponents are.
We'll
we should know that by the end of the month at the latest. Well, we open up at Kansas State. Now, that's gonna be, so the, one of the things unique about this schedule this year is we only have 5 home games. We have 7 road games. And which is tough. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to have your 6-6.
Sure.
But so you got to go on the road for an extra game, and we're playing 2 Power Fives, which is rare. Which is rare for us, but it'll be a pretty good challenge for our guys.
We'll talk about Ohio State. The last time we were there.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. So we'll start with Kansas State. So Kansas State, we open up with them.
September 5th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Top 20. They were top 25 team this year. They return a lot of players. That's going to be definitely a tough challenge. And then we come home against St. Francis and FCS. And then we're on the road against Ohio State, who obviously, you know, is a top five team. But like you said, for Ohio State, we opened up this 2013 season against Ohio State, and they were number 2 in the country, I believe. And that's when the world got to meet Khalil Mack. I mean, that was his first game that season.
He made a couple statements in that game.
Yeah, I mean, and he made a couple dollars too, because he was the best player on the field that game. Now, why can't Jarrett Patterson be the best player in the field that game? I don't know. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
I'm excited to see.
Absolutely.
We have good players in our team, and I'm excited to see, you know, who can step up in those situations. And I think our guys, you know, accept that challenge. You know, I'm sure they appreciate and like playing their rivals in the Mid-American Conference. But when any of our guys can go and play against these Power 5 schools that they, I'm sure, feel they were overlooked and should be playing at, they're going to play with a chip on their shoulders, and they're going to play hard. And, you know, I'm always excited to see how our guys step up and respond to games like that.
And then our last non-conference game is a little bit later in the season against Army. We get to go to Army.
Yeah, at Army, which if UB fans out there want to go to a road football game in one of the most beautiful settings,
that's close
you'll
by,
ever see.
Too.
Yeah, it's you know, downstate. It's a drivable game. It's October 24th, which usually we play them early in September, early in the season. One of the unique things about playing them on October 24th is, you know, if you're into the whole fall foliage thing, I mean, it's already a beautiful setting, but to be able to be there that time of year, it'd be a really beautiful trip. So, but it'll be also be a, you know, a tough challenge anytime we go up against Army, you know, and that option, it's going to be tough. So the non-conference schedule is definitely it's a tough one this year, but I think we have the right team with the right mindset to be able to be successful.
Hey, talk quickly. We got about a minute left in the segment. Talk about expectations of the conference and who you see being kind of the upper echelon.
Yeah, so you look at, you know, there's going to be a lot of good teams in the East Division where the Bulls are. I think we're going to be one of the favorites to win the East Division, but the team that won the Mid-American Conference last year, Miami of Ohio, returns a lot of their players. They're going to be definitely up at the top of the preseason picks as well. Ohio has always been good in the MAC East. So I think those are the three teams that are really going to be picked to be successful this year. And you look at Kent State, who Kent State was 3-6 last year, won their last 3 games, and then got a bowl win as well. So they finished the season really strong, and they're a really young team that's coming on strong. So the East Division is going to be a tough one next year, and the Bulls, you know, the Bulls are going to have the work cut out for them in the East. When they go to the West, they'll have 3 games against the West. They're going to be against Northern Illinois, who's been a perennial power in the West and in the entire conference, as well as Western Michigan, who went to a bowl game this past year, and Ball State, who is a much improved team. So the Mid-American Conference is going to be a very good conference next year, top to bottom. There's not going to be too many easy wins out there, so the Bulls are really going to have the work cut out for them, but I think the Bulls are going to be really good as well, so I'm really excited to see how the season works out.
John, thanks so much for coming on UB Basketball Insider and talking a little football.
Yeah, I always love talking football.
Perfect. Hey, up next, Sarah Trinelli joins us to talk women's hoops. Give your business maximum exposure all year long and reach hundreds of thousands of Western New Yorkers, UB alumni, students, fans, donors, faculty, and more by branding with the Bulls, signage, digital and social campaigns, TV and radio commercials, fan engagement campaigns, and so much more. Visit ubbulls.com/partner for full details. This is UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value. Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Ah, hot.
Tropical.
Ooh, so cool.
Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. I'm Boone Enser, filling in for Voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, who I'm tracking his flight right now, is still an hour out, so I don't think he's going to make the show. But, you know, it was a rough week for him in Florida, so I can understand why he's, you know, a little bit late here. Hey, I'm lucky enough right now to have arguably the best golfer in the Bulls communications office, and I'm sure our boss, Mark Allnut, could attest for that since you're on his golf team, the whole deal there. You guys were talking a little bit about that before. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Fuller might give me a run. He can give me a run for his money on most days, but hopefully I can hold that title down.
So joining me now is Assistant Director Sarah Trinelli. Sarah oversees sports for soccer, sports information for soccer, softball, and women's hoops. Saturday, 2 o'clock, the women match up at Ball State here at Alumni Arena. UBBulls.com for ticket info, 877-UB-THERE for ticket info. Last time these two teams played in late January, it was a 65-69 loss for UB. Close game. What made the difference in that game?
Yeah, it was really the third quarter. You know, Buffalo has kind of been prone this year, the Bulls have, to having an off quarter. You know, sometimes they'll play well for three quarters, but obviously we know the game was 40 minutes long, and they got outscored 27-13 in that third quarter, and, you know, then flipped the script and outscored Ball State 20-13 in the fourth, but they just got themselves too far down. So, you know, on the road, it was a tough place to play. They had a good crowd that night, and, you know, the two coaches and the two teams have a pretty good rivalry over the last couple of years, and so I think, you know, it was just a tough environment, but they showed good fight at the end, and I think when the players watch the tape of that game, you know, today and tomorrow in practice, they'll pick up a lot of things that they can improve upon and hopefully get some revenge this time around on Saturday.
What's a differentiator you see for Saturday's game for these two in this matchup? What's going to make the difference?
I think it's controlling the glass. Buffalo, Ashlyn Brown for Buffalo is their star. Preseason All-MAC West Division selection. She really crashes the board hard, and she made a home in the paint. Just too many easy catches. And Buffalo, you know, we're top 25 in the country in rebounds per game, but we actually were as high as 12th. And have been out-rebounded the last couple games, which is really uncharacteristic for a Coach Jack team. And I think they've got to get back to the basics and own the glass, you know, on the offensive side where we lead the MAC in offensive rebounds per game, but also on the defensive side as well, and try and maintain as many extra possessions as we can and not give up extra possessions on the other end.
This is UB Basketball Insider presented by Santoro's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Boone Inser filling in for Paul Peck here with Assistant Director Sarah Trinelli talking a little women's hoops. They play Saturday, 2 o'clock, Alumni Arena. Hey, next segment you're going to talk a little bit about guard Hannah Hall and how she's impacting people off the court. Talk about what you've seen her, what changes you've seen in her over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think she's really stepped up and embraced that leadership role. You know, obviously as a freshman, she was playing behind arguably one of the best point guards that Buffalo's ever had in Stephanie Reed, and I think she really just took that opportunity to be a sponge, and she soaked up so much of just not just from an X's and O's standpoint, but how Steph carried herself, how she interacted with her teammates, you know, her mannerisms and what she did on the floor. And she kind of was able to pick some of those things while also maintaining, you know, who she is as a person. And she's as authentic and real as you're going to get. And I think that vulnerability and that authenticity really comes across when she's communicating with her teammates, both on the court and off. And I think she's, you know, obviously her decision to share her struggles and her triumphs through it and still being able to work through that, I think resonates with her teammates, and she really has just taken a huge role and a big step forward. I mean, she's been the starting point guard for about 90% of our games over the last 2 years, so she's definitely a leader on and off the floor.
So I know our communication staff's extremely excited with the task that our athletic director Mark Allnut has given us with this reinventing the Hall of Fame. Think about the last couple of years. Who's the first person you're pushing out there for women's hoops?
Well, you know, before my time, but I think the first name that's got to go up there is Courtney Brown. I mean, she's our leading scorer, right? She's the leading scorer and the leading rebounder. So I think she's got to get a nod. But I tell you what, right behind Courtney is Stephanie Reed. I think Stephanie Reed, I mean, I remember I didn't get the pleasure of watching her in person. I wasn't here in Buffalo yet, but I watched a lot of tape. Being a big fan of the MAC, I mean, her name came up everywhere. And I think, you know, what she did for the program, the type of kid she was, is her jersey's got to go right up there. And then I think right after Steph, you got to go to Rochester. You got to go to my girl, Sierra Dillard from the 585. I think she's, you know, obviously only 1 year out, and that's further down the line. But I think those three are three of the better players we've had in program history, and I'd love to see them get their names up there and get that honor.
There's another pretty good player from Rochester on our squad right now. Talk about her.
Yeah, De'Asia Fair. She's, you know, it's funny. It's so hard to forget that she's just a freshman, and she's fifth in the country in scoring and really putting up all kinds of crazy numbers and has done it at a consistent base. You know, stumbled a little bit of recently. People are, you know, coming up to me and go, you know, what's going on with her? She seems to struggle. I said, gosh, she's a freshman. Like, she's making freshman mistakes.
Is she 18?
Yeah, she's 18 years old, just barely. So she's making freshman mistakes right now. And you know what? That's part of it, and she's going to work her way through it. But, yeah, what she's done and obviously to be able to come in and contribute right away has been nothing short of extraordinary. And she's going to be really fun for Buffalo fans to watch over the next 3-plus years.
I need about a 30-second answer here. Who's been the standout player this season for you?
For me, it's been Addie, and particularly in conference play. She is the energizer bunny. And, you know, Tessie is our defensive captain, and Hannah kind of controls the keys of the car on offense. But what Addie does when she comes in from an energy standpoint and just the all-out passion that she plays, even some of the mistakes she makes, they're done through energy and through passion. And I think as she goes, we go throughout the rest of the conference play. And if Buffalo's going to make a run and the Bulls are going to make a run, it's going to be on Addie's back.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck on Saturday, 2 p.m., UB versus Ball State. UBBulls.com, 877-UB-THERE for tickets. This is UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one. cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth a thousand words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Proud sponsors of UB Athletics for over 20 years. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, your premier sports bar and family destination. I'm Boone Enser, Associate Athletic Director for Communications and Broadcasting. I'm filling in for our very own Paul Peck, who's stuck down in sunny Florida. It's time to get some insider info from the Bulls Sports Information Department. Take it away, Brian Wolf.
Well, it's been an interesting year and a few interesting years here for the UB Athletic Department, and nobody knows it better than this SID department. And John Fuller, you've been around for some of the best things out there, whether it's been football, basketball, wrestling's had some success. Talk about what you've seen over the last few years here with the UB Athletic Department.
Yeah, well, it's no question that this is just a monumental time for UB Athletics. These last 5-6 years, we're experiencing heights that we've never experienced, and in my time here and probably in the history of this athletic department. I mean, we're really across the board, not just one sport. I mean, we have a football team that bowl eligible for the last 3 seasons, went to a bowl game the last 2 years, got our first ever bowl win this year. Obviously basketball, winning the MAC championship 4 of the last 5 years, men's basketball, women's basketball, going to the NCAA tournament 2 of the last 3 years, wrestling finishing second last year, which was it was pretty monumental in its own right, having 6 national qualifiers, 2 MAC champions. I mean, across the board, and you can go men's, women's, tennis. We can name every sport. We all work with them. We all cover them. We're in an era now where we've never been. This is my 18th year here, and to be honest, I never thought that we would have gotten here. When I started here, we had some struggles. We had just pretty much just joined the Mid-American Conference in 1998, football in 1999. It was really a pretty big jump for us, you know, coming from essentially a Division III program in the early 90s to FCS, making that jump quickly to FBS in the Mid-American Conference. And I don't know that we were necessarily ready for it. We kind of jumped right into it. There were obviously some struggles that were expected, but our guys worked hard and finally got to this level. And it's just been a really fun experience. And hopefully all our UB fans and alum are enjoying it.
Sarah, you have the highest winning percentage of anybody in the communications staff. So what was it like to come in here and, you know, kind of be able to ride the success, you know, once you got here, and maybe talk about a little bit how your previous career as a student athlete kind of helps you in this field and know what some of these student athletes are going through?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I was when I first saw the job opening, one of the most attractive things about it was the success. You know, it was, I had seen it everywhere, and I'm a Western New York kid. So I'm from Rochester, and so, you know, always had paid attention to Buffalo in the past. But you know, being familiar with the MAC and going to, I was a golfer at Ohio, so I'm not supposed to say that too often, but you asked me directly about it, so I felt like I could answer it. But yeah, I mean, knowing the MAC really for the last 10 years from when I was a player, and obviously I golfed there, but was friends with and went to a lot of athletic events in my time there, and I knew Buffalo. There were great rivalries between Ohio and Buffalo and between Buffalo and the rest of the MAC, and I think it's only just gotten stronger. So yeah, when I took the job here and was fortunate enough to have that opportunity, I knew I was coming into an athletic department that was on the rise. It wasn't just women's basketball. It wasn't just my sport, which is what I was going to be working with, but men's basketball, football, wrestling, volleyball had just come off a great season. So that was something that made me really excited. And yeah, I was fortunate enough to be along that ride last year. It was an awesome ride with women's basketball. And I think it's been really great, you know, as a former student athlete to kind of, you know, I worked with our athletics communications office, you know, at Ohio, and I've always had a passion for sports and really collegiate sports in general. I've always, you know, the college level has always been my favorite to cover. And I think it's been really cool to go, you know, I know what these kids are dealing with, you know, that I'm working with every day. I start to feel old, but I'm not that old. When you hear Fuller, been here 18 years.
All
but,
right, easy.
You know, I'm not, it's great though. It's really cool. And it's a unique relationship to be able to have with the student athletes that I work with, because, you know, I was in their shoes. I understand the class demands and everything that they go into it. But I think it's really cool for me to get to see all these kids come through their 4 years as well.
Well, you're not the only great athlete in this roundtable, because John was a college tennis player.
That's a good one.
But, you know, John, you know, talk a little bit about maybe what sports info information is for those that don't know, and what you do at the highest level, a little bit maybe of the background of how the Bahamas Bowl was in your field.
Well, it's definitely a profession that has kind of changed a lot over the last 10 years, just with the evolution of social media and other things. But the bottom line is, you know, our job is in sports information is really to, you know, to tell the stories of our student athletes and coaches and tell the stories about of our programs. And, you know, we work with the local media, national media, kind of as the liaison between our programs and the media to pitch stories, to get stories out there, to help promote our athletics department, our coaches and players. So that's really the fundamental. That's the fundamentals of our job. And then from that, you know, we also do other things where, we run the website, we're doing statistics, anything to help our coaches and programs be successful. But really, at the end of the day, you know, the best part about my job, and I think you guys will agree, is really, you know, telling our student athlete stories. I mean, you know, Sarah can talk about just, you know, the great story we did with Hannah Hall. I mean, I encourage everybody to tell that story and watch that story. And maybe Sarah can kind of talk about how that came about. But that's really what it's all about. It's just really, you know, we have a lot of great student athletes that come through here. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, the majority of them are not going to go play pro. You know, we don't work at the level where they're going to go play in the NBA or the NFL or the WNBA. You know, but when they're here, you know, they're really good, you know, student athletes, and they're really good kids, and we want to, you know, tell their story and promote them. So, you know, that's really really what it's all about with me.
Brian Wolf joined by John Fuller and Sarah Cinelli, all from the Athletic Communications Department. And Sarah, talk a little bit about that Hannah Hall piece and kind of how that transpired and kind of took on a life of its own.
Yeah, it was, you know, when you have a student athlete come to you, you know, and I didn't really, it was interesting. I had been around her for a year, but I really didn't know her struggles. And she came to me about her struggles with mental health and said, you know, I have this platform and I really feel strongly about being able to use it to help others. And, you know, it really just started as some words down on a page and just a kind of an idea out there. And the more she sat down with me and our wonderful, talented videographer, Alex Ladahowski, and just kind of put this vision up on the wall here and just threw it up there and said, let's just run with this and see what we can do. And I think, you know, her ability to be vulnerable and to be open and to do it in the middle of a playing career, I think also was something that really struck home with a lot of people. A lot of times you hear people tell their stories when they're done, you know, when they've kind of hung up their cleats or their basketball shoes or, you know, whatnot. And so I think her willingness to put herself out there and to share her story is just an example of, you know, obviously that's a trying time. You know, we love to tell successes, but I think for someone to be so open and to say, hey, I'm still dealing with this and this is something that I deal with every day, I think it resonated and she's gotten an incredible feedback as we have as an athletic department as well. And it was just really great to be a part of that and to help her tell that story in such a profound way.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously social media taking such a big part of that, and that's really kind of been one of the biggest areas in this field where that's changed over the last few years is the emergence of social media and graphics and video. I guess the final question is, and I know it's kind of a loaded question, but where do you see this field kind of moving to as the years go on?
I think for me, it's definitely going in the direction of social media and probably we don't even know what that is yet, because obviously it seems like every couple of years there's a new aspect of social media, whether it be Instagram or Snapchat or, you know, so whatever, you know, my daughter's going to be on in a few years probably hasn't even been invented yet. So who knows where it's going to go, but it definitely keeps it exciting and, you know, it keeps you on your toes without, you know, without good and bad. I mean, obviously, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we kind of have to monitor our student athletes a little bit to see, you know, what they're putting on social media. But I think we do a pretty good job of, I wouldn't say training them, but just making sure they're aware of what they're putting out there. But it also, it's also exciting to see how we can promote our programs, you know, because obviously being a mid-major program, we're not on the national stage all the time. So sometimes I think we have to, you know, use unique ways like through social media to tell our story and to promote our program. So yeah, I think it's all about social media and it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes in the future.
Well, John, Sarah, thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for that, Brian. Much more to come from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Next up, we hear from men's basketball head coach Jim Weitzel previewing tomorrow night's game at Toledo. Listen to the game here on ESPN 1520 or watch it on CBS Sports Network. Town Ford Lincoln Mercury offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Stop by 3535 Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park to save thousands. This is UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santer for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Proud sponsors of UB Athletics for over 20 years. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, your premier sports bar and family destination. I'm Boone Enser, Associate Athletic Director for Communication and Broadcasting. Tomorrow night, it's a big matchup for the Buffalo Bulls. You can listen to them right here on ESPN 1520 or watch on CBS Sports Network. UB travels to Toledo to take on the Rockets at 7 p.m. Communications Director Brian Wolf now goes inside that matchup with head coach Jim Wetzel. Take it away, Wolfie.
Joined by the head coach of the UB men's basketball team, Jim Wetzel. And coach, kind of an odd week for you. It's the bye week. As a coach, what does the bye week allow you to do?
Well, Brian, I think the big thing it does, it helps you clean up, hopefully, what you need to really improve on. It does help you get rest and recovery. We gave our guys back-to-back days off even. After Friday night's game with Central Michigan, we gave them a Saturday off and Sunday. Our medical people thought, hey, that's the best thing to do in terms of kind of getting their bodies back, which I think is good. It's also probably mentally healthy, you know, in terms of getting that time off. And then we kind of, the first two practices we did, Monday and Tuesday, were really on us, you know, cleaning up what we need to get, whether it's ball screen coverage, transition. You know, I think one of the things, obviously, you know, we've talked over and over about our turnovers. If we take care of the ball, you know, we've been a high scoring team, but our giving that ball back has been tough on us. So that's an area we've really stressed in that over and over. Watched a lot of videotape, lifted a lot of weights. And then on Wednesday and Thursday has been more prep on the Toledo. You know, so we mixed some stuff in there on Tuesday on them too. So that's a little bit of it. I think it's good for the guys physically. Unfortunately, we just, you know, stuff happens in practice and guys get dinged up or guys get sick. So you just got to march through it. So whoever is healthy and ready to roll, we go with.
How hard is it sometimes over the course of the season to watch a game and know the things you need to work on, but it's really hard to get there in practice because you're always scouting and trying to get ready for that next game?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think you always fight that as a coach because I think one of the things you want to do is you fundamentally need to be sound. That's more important than anything else than your prep. We used to always say that, like, if our base is good, then we got a chance to be really good. If our base is struggling, you know, our foundation, then that's an area we got to clean up. So that is first and foremost. So it could be free throw shooting. It could be turnovers. I think that's probably, if you're a fan of us, those are probably the two areas, like, you know, when is that going to be where you want it to be at? And it's a great question. It's a question I ask every day to our team, and we're working on it every day. So, you know, I think the three things we've consistently talked about our base is defense, which I think has improved dramatically, taking care of the ball, which is not, and shot selection, which is getting somewhat better. I think we're getting better at that, but I'd like to see us improve there. So we got three areas we've constantly talked to them since probably the third or fourth practice of the year. That hasn't changed. So I think that's kind of your foundation. Now, you do have to go against prep because Toledo's a really good offensive team. They've got three all-conference guys. The two Jacksons, you know, and Napke, they're just outstanding players. So, I mean, these are three starters on a team that played us for the MAC championship 2 years ago, and they've been 25 wins last year, played the NIT. So this is a outstanding basketball team. So getting our guys prepared, you know, for their big three is really important. Along with it, they've got a good core of guys that are getting great experience there. The kid named Littleston has done an outstanding job as a defender. He's been double figures. He's a good three-point shooter. Then they bring two other kids in that off the bench that play the wing spot, and then they're kind of mixing and matching a little bit on the other spots there. So, you know, getting ready for them is a big challenge. They run a lot of different things offensively, and getting our guys locked in on that is going to be a challenge. But I like the progress we're making defensively. I got to be, you know, obviously critical of us in terms of our ball handling and our passing decisions, because I think that's been an area when, you know, when we've lost games and free throw shooting, those have been probably the two that stand out to all our players and our coaching staff and certainly our fan base.
We'll talk a little bit more about Toledo in a second. That's going to be a 6:30 start tomorrow night on the CBS Sports Network right here on ESPN 1520. But want to take you back to last Friday. I know it probably feels like forever ago now, but a 65-60 win over Central Michigan. You swept one of the best teams in the MAC West. Just what were your overall impressions on that victory?
I was really happy. I mean, first of all, I'm happy with any win. I think, you know, Ray Meyer, the old basketball coach at DePaul, had a great line. He said, you can't do any better than winning. And now, I think you always look back and you have to be critical of what you could do better of. But, you know, we had lost two games there the week before to Bowling Green by one and one up to Eastern Michigan. We were up five and lost the game in the last 4 minutes. So, you know, right there, you're kind of like confidence-wise, you're worried about, you know, where's our mental frame there. And so, and give Central Michigan credit. You know, we had a big lead at halftime. They were up 16, and they came back and kind of chipped away. They didn't get it back all in once. They just kind of slowly chipped away. And that's a team that had won, I think, four or five in a row. The last time they lost was when we beat them up there. So they were playing with a lot more confidence and playing well. So it didn't surprise me that they came back. One thing I was really happy about, when we did lose the lead, we came back. Antoine Johnson made two big plays, a three ball in the corner and a driving layup inside. Kind of showed some nice leadership out there. You know, I thought that was big. Javon Graves got a big bucket, and then we and Devontae Jordan came up with two big steals in the last 4 minutes. So we found a way to win it, and our fan base was phenomenal. Our student body was just I can't thank them enough how exciting it was. Our kids talked about that over and over, how what a home court advantage we felt like we had. It was really a fun night.
Kind of looking at the league as a whole, does it amaze you or does it not surprise you at the outcomes of the games across the board, how most games are coming down to one, two, yeah, maybe three possessions?
Well, it is conference play. I mean, this year, I think it's, you know, last year's team, what we had, I think you saw that point differential, obviously, lots of nights that was a big lead, a big margin. But I think the rest of the league lived like that, you know what I mean? And we lost some games too. So I think you got to look at it like, you have a lot of parity in the league this year. And our league, I think, had a good non-conference overall. You know, a team like Eastern Michigan won 10 games in the non-conference. That was kind of a team that surprised a lot of people. You know, Bowling Green, obviously, was the team that's been favorite. And, you know, they're still in first place. So, but I do think that there's a lot of close games. And, you know, you look at our losses to Kent State, Bowling Green, Northern Illinois, all those came down basically the last possession or the last 30 seconds of the game. So it's not unusual when I watch tape on these other teams, you know, whether it's Miami and Northern Illinois, whether it's Toledo and Miami, whoever, they seem like they're going down to the wire. So for the fans, I think it's great, you know, and for the coaches, I think for us, like I told our guys, like, hey, look, anyone could still get going. I mean, anyone could, and I love our ceiling. I think we got a great ceiling with our team. We've got, you know, a lot of youth in the front line that's not experienced, but now they've got that experience. There's no excuses there. And then we've got back guards that played on teams that, you know, have been championship teams. So, you know, I'm excited about that ceiling, that opportunity there. You know, as I keep telling these guys, the potential's there. We just got to clean these things up. And if we can get there, we can get on that roll. We can be that team. So, you know, that's the message to our guys, and it starts, obviously, Friday night at Toledo.
I asked you a little bit more about the Toledo Rockets. Again, a 6:30 tip-off tomorrow on CBS Sports Network. You can listen to it right here on 1520. The pregame show will be at 6 p.m. with Josh Wetzel. You've kind of built a nice little rivalry against Toledo. Now there's an assistant coach in Angus Thorpe that was on the Toledo staff. I mean, can you talk about a little bit about that rivalry and some of the games that you've witnessed over your time here?
Well, I think the rivalry is because they've been really good, and we've been really good. So, it's, you know, like last year, we went 32 games. I think they went 25. They made the NIT. So the year before, we played them in the conference championship to go to the NCAA tournament. So I think much respect in terms of, you know, their success has been, you know, outstanding, you know, in terms of that. And so I think it's natural to have a good rivalry that way. You know, they're on the other side of the bracket, or the division, I should say. And so they're kind of been one of the better, you know, last couple of years they've won the West, and then we've won the East. So I think it gives you that rivalry that way. Plus, you know, I think all the games that we've played them, there's been big crowds, and it's usually been on national TV. So nothing changes again tomorrow night with that. So I think our guys will be really excited to play. They know they have to play really well. They got a lot of respect for, you know, their big three, you know, Willie Jackson, Napke, and, you know, Marion Jackson. We know that those are outstanding players. I mean, those are guys that just, like, they're household names if you're a MAC follower. You know, and you just know them. So, you know, much credit to them. They've had great success, and obviously going down there is going to be a big challenge for us. And it's the only time we play, so, you know, unless you play in the conference tournament. So I think that's maybe a little bit magnified, but along with it is, hey, look, you know, guys, everyone in this league is still kind of in the hunt. So every game now, you're down to, you know, a short season. Max out and play your very best.
All right, Coach, well, best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks to all for listening tonight. Paul Peck will be back here next week, right here at Santoro's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. I'm Boone Enser. Go Bulls, horns up. This has been the UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.